How many repurposing tips can you learn from TV talk shows? If you've been following my content for a little while, you'll know that I like to be inspired by them. Now stay tuned because in this episode, I'm sharing the best of top repurposing tips that I've learned from TV talk shows in 2020, and some of them might surprise you.
Welcome to the Content 10X Podcast, the show where content creators learn how to harness the power of content repurposing. And now, your host, Amy Woods.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Content 10X Podcast, which is the final episode of 2020. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and in this episode, I'm sharing with you a collection of the top repurposing tips that I've shared over the past year that were inspired by the top TV talk shows. I can't believe we're at the end of 2020. It's certainly been one to remember for many reasons, but one of the many things I'm so grateful for this year is my podcast. It's been a fantastic way to keep reaching out to every single one of you, and I'm so grateful for every episode you've listened to, so thank you so much. I'm also thankful for every guest that I've had on the show, every five-star review, and all the amazing feedback on social media too, so again, thank you so much. Now, one of the topics that's had such a great response this year has been the TV show repurposing episodes. These are the episodes where I've shared the content repurposing techniques that TV talk shows follow and how we can all learn from them, because most could be applied to other types of content too. And I've had so many comments and messages that I just couldn't close out the year without bringing back some of the best moments from these really fun and popular podcast episodes. So I've included this one last bonus best of episode to round off the year. Now, why TV talk shows? Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of TV talk shows. Well, truth be told, I'm so busy, I don't watch many of them at all. But I started to realise that whilst I don't watch them, as in I don't sit down and watch an episode, I do end up knowing so much about them. I know what segments they have in their shows and so on. And that's because they repurpose, they get in front of me in different ways. And I realise that whilst I don't often have that time to watch the full episodes, and to be honest, probably not the interest either, I really enjoy catching some of those favourite segments on social media. For example, I like Carpool Karaoke from The Late Late Show with James Corden. And that's when it occurred to me that these TV talk shows are perfect content repurposes. Now, let me explain what I mean in this clip from my episode, How to Segment Your Content for Ultimate Repurposing with Lessons Learned from TV Talk Shows. This is from episode 137 of the Content 10X podcast. So in the UK, we have a TV show called Ant & Dec Saturday Night Takeaway, which I'm sure anyone in the UK has probably seen a little bit of this, even if you don't like it. And they do exactly the same. They have segments where they wind up celebrities. It's called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Your Ear. And each one of those segments is a special playlist on their YouTube channel. And it's so, so funny. I will go to their YouTube and watch these I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Your Ear, but I don't necessarily watch the full TV show. And The Ellen Show are so good at doing this as well. Now, I think it's a genius approach because it's breaking down your long form content. So in these examples, the TV show is the long form example of the TV episode, which I know likely you don't have necessarily a primetime TV show, but you can compare this approach to your live streams, to your videos, to your podcast episodes by breaking down how you create your content and creating separate shareable and marketable segments. Then those separate marketable segments that you create become new content to share in different places. So in this case, on YouTube and on social media. But people love and craze those segments. So you're creating segments that do take on a life of their own as well and can live separately and grow a different audience separate to the longer form content. For example, some people only watch them. Full disclosure, I've probably seen every single Carpool Karaoke, but I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of The Late Late Show. But does that really matter? If they love the content in its own right, then does that really matter? Creating your content like this can be a real winner because you are attracting new people and a bigger audience and still establishing your authority and your brand in the way that people like to consume content. So I'm convinced I'm not the only person who loves watching Carpool Karaoke videos on YouTube but has never seen a full episode of The Late Late Show before. But that's the power of repurposing, you can capture new audiences who might not be interested in your long form content, but really enjoy snippets of your content. Now, that might not be acceptable to some people, but to many, I think if people are consuming your message in whichever way they want and enjoying your message and getting to know, like, and trust you, then that is a good thing. To hear more from this really fun episode, you can go to content10x.com/137 or just search for the episode on your favorite podcast app, How to Segment Your Content for Ultimate Repurposing on the Content 10X podcast. But then there's the other extreme, some people who are so into their TV shows that they can't get enough of them. Just like I'm sure there are people who are so into your content that they can't get enough of that too and they want more. So you have super fans. Then companion shows or spin-off shows are hugely popular and a great way to give more to your fans without having to create entirely new pieces of content. In fact, these feed the audience very similar content, but it's repackaged in a new way so they can engage with it differently. So I spoke about this in podcast episode 118 called Repurposing Your Content into Companion Content. Listen to this clip to hear some of the best examples of companion content. So I'm a big fan of the TV show Walking Dead, and there is a show that plays immediately after each episode, and it's a live show and it's called Talking Dead. And they have celebrity fans, cast members, crew from the series, they're all invited onto Talking Dead and they talk about what happened in the episode that just aired. And they have the audience getting involved, they engage with people on social media, people call in, they'll do polls and have special behind the scene footage and all sorts of things like that. So Talking Dead is a live after party in a way of each episode of Walking Dead. Now, another example here in the UK, the business reality TV show The Apprentice, and I know The Apprentice is in many countries, not just in the UK, but here straight after they air The Apprentice, they have a show called The Apprentice, You're Fired. And it's a live show again where the fired contestant comes on and gets interviewed. And the celebrities giving their opinions, they get involved with the audience and the public can phone in, things like that as well. Now, I'm not really sure if they do that in other countries with different versions of The Apprentice, but it's a really popular show here in the UK. Other examples, so with Game of Thrones in the US, there was After the Thrones, and in the UK, Thronecast. Again, both after shows where they have special features, the cast, the crew, there's interaction, lots of social media going on. And other examples that I'm not so familiar with, but I know exist. So Love Island has Love Island After Sun. Great British Bake Off has an extra slice as well. So I think they're often called companion shows. And there's nothing new or unique to TV either, because if you think about it, with radio in particular and sporting events, there's been reaction shows and after shows and quick discussions after the event since forever. So it's a really popular thing to do. And this got me thinking about how could you do something similar with your content? Because I think it can be great to build a buzz, build a strong community, and just give something more to those really hardcore fans as well. So this concept of creating an after show or a companion show has been something that I've been thinking about, because I think when it comes to repurposing content, it's something that you can do whereby we stick to the really important factors of content repurposing, which is going all in on one particular type of content, one medium, be it your podcast or your video, and making sure that you focus on that first and foremost and create really quality content. And then your repurposed content kind of spins off from that. And in this example, if you create some kind of after show or companion show, it's a little bit like the low-hanging fruit from the content you've already created. So kind of the content tree, and you're picking off the fruit as opposed to something epic and growing a brand new tree. Great. So if your audience are really engaged with your content, then take a leaf out of the book of these TV shows. Think about how you could create companion content, because it's a great way to capitalize on your existing audience's attention and keep them engaged by giving them more of what they love. You know, for example, you could have a weekly live stream to support your weekly podcast where your avid podcast listeners join you and the community to talk about the topic of the week. So that kind of companion content. To find out more tips, check out the full episode. It's content10x.com/118. Hey, just a little break from this podcast episode to ask you a question. Would you like one single place that you can go to that provides you with everything you need to be able to implement the best practices in content repurposing for your video content, your podcast episodes, and your social media content today? To help you get more value from the content that you create, get more time back, and help you reach more people than you ever thought possible. If so, then you are going to love the Content 10X Toolkit. The toolkit is full of video tutorials, templates, checklists, swipe files, step-by-step guides, and more that shows you how to repurpose your content in the best ways possible today. No more Googling, no more figuring it out yourself. We provide you with everything that you need to become a content repurposing pro. If this sounds like something that would interest you, then go check out the Content 10X Toolkit at content10x.com/toolkit. Okay, and back to this week's episode. The final TV shows that I had to mention for content repurposing had to be the two late night talk show Jimmy Eats. That's right, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. In the podcast episode, episode 149, Ask, Curate, Create, a genius way to maximize content, I talk about the repurposing process that both Jimmys use involving video and social media. What's really interesting is how they repurpose social media content into their TV show and then repurpose that TV show segment back into social media in video form. So it's getting very meta here with the repurposing. Have a listen to this to find out what social media segment I'm talking about. But what can we learn from TV shows about curating content? Well, this time I've taken inspiration from the two Jimmys, so Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, and the way they use Twitter in particular to involve their audience in their content and actually curate their responses into content for their shows. Now, Jimmy Fallon will often tweet out a request for stories from followers or play games based around a hashtag. He's done things like All I Want for Christmas, Ask the Fallons, five-word New Year's resolutions, change a TV show title with one word, and loads more. And these tweets get thousands of replies compared to the dozens or hundreds that he normally gets. And it makes sense, right? Because he's giving people the chance to be involved in his show, to share funny stories to a big audience and get some validation and just that chance to say I was on the Jimmy Fallon show. And the hashtags, they trend worldwide. If you're on Twitter, you'll know what Jimmy's got planned, even if you don't ever actually watch the show. Then after a while, he'll take some great examples and make a segment out of it. He'll read out the responses, comment on them, and add his own ideas on the show itself. So it's such a clever way of getting an audience involved, and it has worked for him for years and years. And Jimmy does an amazing job of then repurposing these segments from his show into content for, say, YouTube and other platforms. And again, if you want to learn more about segmenting your content, I really recommend checking out episode 137 of the podcast called How to Segment Your Content for Ultimate Repurposing. Now, another example is Jimmy Kimmel and his infamous Mean Tweets segment. And this is curating content that already exists. It's not generating new ideas as such, but celebs read out mean tweets about themselves and people love these clips. Curating content that is already available and repurposing it into its own segment is such a great idea. And these clips do amazingly online as well as on the show. So at the time I've recorded this, the most popular Mean Tweets video has over 83 million views on YouTube. So they repurposed content that already existed, used it in a new way on the show, and then repurposed the segment of the show for YouTube and got 83 million views. It's really, really smart, isn't it? Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that because I had so much fun researching and recording that episode. To listen to all of my thoughts on the Jimmys, go to content10x.com/149 or find it in your favourite podcast app. I still think it's such a smart idea and a brilliant way to get your audience talking about your content on social media. So I really hope this bonus episode has given you some great inspiration for repurposing your content in 2021. If you enjoyed it, please don't forget to subscribe to the Content 10X podcast. And if you're feeling generous, leave me a 5-star review as well. I'd really, really appreciate it. Okay, so I can't believe that's it. That's the last podcast recording of 2020 done. It's been a real blast and I hope you enjoyed all of these best of podcast episodes over the last few weeks. It's been a really lovely trip down memory lane for me and I hope you've caught some great tips or advice that you might have missed the first time round. All of the episodes featured are available to listen to forever at the Content 10X website. So just head to content10x.com/podcast to listen to these episodes. So thank you so much for joining me as always. And don't worry, I'll be back in 2021 with more helpful advice and content repurposing support, as well as fantastic podcast guests and so much more. We've got big plans for 2021. In the meantime, if you want more tips and advice on content repurposing, then check out my book, Content 10X, More Content, Less Time, Maximum Results. It's the ultimate guide to repurposing every type of content. So please do get a copy. You can just head over to content10x.com/book, or of course you can find it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble online. Please do follow me on social media too. I'm at Content10X on all the platforms, or head to LinkedIn. You'll find me, Amy Woods, founder of Content10X. So all that's left to say is thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that discussion and thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoy the Content 10X podcast, then why not hit that subscribe button on your podcast listening app of choice so that you can get updated when new episodes are released. And I'd really, really appreciate it if you could leave a review as well. That really makes a difference for the podcast. Also, please do get a copy of my book, Content 10X, More Content, Less Time, Maximum Results. It is the ultimate guide to repurposing every type of content, and it's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback and also in audiobook as well. And you can head to content10x.com/book to find all the other places that you can get a copy of my book. And if you would like us to do your content repurposing for you, then we offer a fully end-to-end done for you content repurposing service. This is for podcasters and video content creators. We have our podcast 10x video 10X and also our specific LinkedIn 10X service, helping you to become the leading authority in your industry on LinkedIn. You can find out so much more about our services on our website. And also, please do give me a follow on the social media platforms. I share lots and lots of tips and advice on social media about content repurposing. I'm at Content 10X on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you try content10x.com/LinkedIn, you'll find my LinkedIn profile over there as well. All that's left to say is thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and I'll catch you in the next one.